ran simen tes sif vov. Yesh aimrim shein lasis talis shel pishtam. Others hold one should not make a talis shel pishtam, because we'll see they held that Chazal said that a talis shel pishtam is potam in a tzitz. Af al pi, and we'll see the reason why in the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, one should not make a talis shel pishtam because there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. Af al pi she'ein halacha kein. La halacha, we do not paskin like this day. We hold that if one has a talis shel pishtam, one should put in chutim shel pishtam. Since there are poiskim that hold that a talis shel pishtam is potam in a tzitzis, so even though we don't paskin like that, but yirei shemayim should be yaitzei l'chol adayis, shul chayev b'tzitzis min ha-teire b'li pikpuk. Hago, umihu. So Memela, we have here a hadroche that one should preferably not wear a talis shel pishtam and wear a talis shel tzema, and then he'll be yaitzei l'chol adayis. Hago, umihu. Im ef sherak betalos shel pishtam, what is, he doesn't have this alternative. He only has a talos shel pishtam. Is muter, so then we go according to the Iker Adin. The Iker Adin, a talos shel pishtam as chayim betzitzis, is muter shiyase talos shel pishtam, betzitzis shel pishtam, mishi is batul, mi mitzvah tzitzis. Now let us see in Mishnah Berurah what the problem is. Yeah? Pikpuk means there shouldn't be any pikpuk means like any thoughts that maybe it's no good. And the shel pishtam, the gozro, that the svara of this first day is, the Gozlo Chazal asked to wear a talis shel pishtam. Why? Mishum da'oz yemuchach lasis by tzitzis shel pishtam. Now, if he has a talis shel pishtam, he'll have to put in tzitzis shel pishtam. Now, if he puts in tzitzis shel pishtam, v'yesh locho shemiyasa boy gam kein tcheles, and maybe he'll put tcheles also, which meikar hadin is mutter. Vahavi isa kilayim she is kasa boy balayla, she'oz ein zman kiyama mitzvah. That means Chazal were afraid if we're going to wear a talis shel pishtam, so we're like a tightrope walker. That means this is scary. The Mikar Adin is a mitzvah of tcheles in Lavan, and if one is going to, and therefore there'll be shatnes, everything is mutter. But this heter of shatnes is only permitted by day, because yom is zman tzitzis. The Laila, that Laila loves zman tzitzis, so therefore, so by day we say, Esa de Chalais Asa, he's gewaldic. By night, he's Iver Alaf, and because Laila loves Man Tzitzit, so this is a very scary affair that, so we have to, we have to make sure to take it off by the Shkia, Safik Laila, so it's very scary. So in order to avoid this mikshel, which is very possible to occur, so Chazal avoided this by saying this: one should not wear a talis shel pishtam, don't put tzitzis in and finish. So, because by putting in tzitzis, that you're getting into a problem. So they said, "Ein lasis talis shel pishtun." One should not make a talis, a linen talis. Now let us go further in this, according to this day. Va'av de bismaneinu ein lono tchelis. Now this chash was shayach bisman chazal, that they had tchelis, so Mamela one would put in tchelis, and then we have this problem, he might continue wearing it at night, or be over anissa of Levisha Shabbat. But va'avti bizmaneinu ein lono tchelis, sviru lehu de mikol mokim ein agzeira betelo. That means if Chazal made a gzeira, so even though now it is not, there's not Negeya anymore, but we can't be Mabatel Takonis Chazal, Gzeiris Chazal, unless there's a Bezin that's as a Kaponim equivalent to the Bezin that made the Gzeira. So therefore, that's the swell of these Paiskim. So that Gzeira that Chazal said one should not wear a Talis Shel Pishtan, because if he'll wear it, there's a possibility and a probability he'll be nichshel in the Issel of Shatnes. So even though this gzeir is not applicable bismaneinu, but the p'tur sittis remains. They said a baggage or pishtun is potum in a sittis, and you shouldn't put sittis in it. That's what this day holds. Now, many poiskim were mekel. They disagreed with this day. Number one, the svira lehu, the ikah gzeira leho, yarak shle yatilu by tcheles, kadei shalovi lidei kloi. They hold that what Chazal patot, a linen talis, that does not mean that you should wear the talus without tzitzis. They said you should wear the talus without tchelis. That's what they said. That's true. There's a chash. If one has tchelis, so one might be over this akloim if he continues wearing it at night. But they never said one should not put tzitzis shel pishtun in it. That means afilu bizman chazal, that they only patted it from tchelis, not from lovam. Number one. Number two, Avloy Achute Pishtin, and number two, Vagam Dibizmaneinu Leka Tcheles L'Sheich Klal HaChzeire, and this, since everyone knows the reason why we are now wearing Tzitzis Natala Shal Pishtin, so Mamele, so as Afilu will say, Bisman Chazal, they said one should not put in any tzitzis in a baggage, in a linen baggage, Bismaneinu, this does not apply. Shemachi Kosov Ramo Bago, so Mamela is like this. So the Mechabel said, Mikeradim, Atalu Shel Pishtan, Koponim Bismaneinu, Ezichel Chayim, Betzitzis Shel Pishtun, but after Pekin, one should not wear a Talus Shel Pishtun. You shouldn't get into the Shilas. But, Mishimachi Kosov Ramo Bago, the Mi'evsher Be'inyan Acha, but what if he doesn't have another Eitzah? He only has a Talus Shel Pishtun. Is Yeshlisma Chalayim? Then one can be seimach on the Iker Adin that a linen talus is chayv. But this is you put in tzitzis shel pishtun. Talus shel pishtun. V'choshken gemutalas is talus shel shalminim v'tzitzis shel pishtun. She'ein loy tzitzis achayim k'dei shlo yizbatol ha-mitzvah. Other minim is zicher one could put in. V'tzitzis shel pishtun. So v'meila b'shasat chak one can do this. And therefore, so if you only have begodim shel pishtan, a linen begodim, you wear it, you put tzitzis and tzitzis shalpishtam, and you can make a bloche. Uposhet im yesh lo italis godol shel tzema, from a mele, why does he have to go again into this problem, since there are shittas that hold that a talis shel pishtam is potter from tzitzis, yivorich olav, so let him make the bloche on the talis shel tzema, v'yichad and lifter as a. Abamogin Avrom Kosav V'nira Li, the Mogin Avrom says as follows, that there is a better Eitzah that one can do, and will perhaps be Eitzah according to all the days. The Yaseh Boi Knofosh Shel Oyer. So the Mogin Avrom says that if you have a Talos Shel Pishton, you should make Knofosh Shel Oyer. You should make the corners should be made out of leather. V'yatul boi tzitzis tzema, and you'll put tzitzis made out of wool in this linen bagel. And memela, so this will be, so what I'm accomplishing with this, I'm accomplishing with this that since the knafos are made out of leather, so since the knafos are made out of leather, so then the whole gzeira of a beged shel pishtam is not applicable. That means like this: a beged shel pishtam, Chazal were afraid. He's going to wear a beged shel pishtam, and he's going to put in tcheles bizman chazal. Now the beged becomes tcheles zichavu, and he's going to put in tcheles, and he'll wear it at night, and so be able to issue shatnes. So a talis shel pishtam chazal patad min atzitzis, that one should not come to this michshel. But that is only a talis shel pishtam, that the knafis are also shel pishtam, that the knafis are also made out of linen. So then we have this problem, and there are poskim that hold because of this problem, they patter a talis shel pishtam in a tzitzis. But if a person will have a talis shel pishtam, and he will make the knafos out of leather, so he accomplished tamur dekezach, that since the tzitzis are in the knafos which are made out of leather, there doesn't become shatness, because since the tzitzis are not attached to the linen beged, they're stuck into the knafos which are made out of leather, so there's no shatness whatsoever. So this gzeire that Chazal has said, that if you have a talis shel pishtam, you should not put tzitzis in because you might put tchelis in, that is if the talis is a pure talis of pishtam. So then you will put in tchelis and you'll wear it at night. So because of this Chazal pater it min atzitzis. But if the knafis of the baggage of pishtam al oyer, and this Chazal never had a problem with this, because this will never become shatness. It won't become shatness. The lovan can be tzema, the tchelis can be tzema. There's no problem whatsoever. So the Mogen Avraham says, now here we're talking about as follows. We said, let us make it a little interesting. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh brought down this poskim that hold that a beged shel pishtam is potter min atzitzis, and he says we should be chayish for these days. And when he moved to, everyone was wearing Tala Shel Kishton, and then Tzitzit Shel Kishton, and he started thinking what she do. She told them that they should be frum and they shouldn't put any tala, they shouldn't put tzitzis in their linen talis, so they won't wear any tzitzis. So I said, let's be quiet and we'll be certain. And that's the schema over here. If it's a shas hadchak, the only head begodim shall pishtam, go meiker adin, don't be machmer, and put in tzitzis shall pishtam. Okay, so this is, so we're being soymech on Rai Paiskim. Vagn Avrom says we could do more than that. If we'll make knof, if we have a linen beged, and the knofes are made out of leather, so this beged, Chazal never spoke about such a beged. With this beged, there's no problems whatsoever. This beged, there's no shatness problem over here. I can put in the love on the beged, so since the tzitzis of tzema are not attached to the linen beged, they're attached to the leather knuffers, so there's no problem whatsoever. So he said, if you have any problems, you only can have a linen beged, I have an answer for you. So just make sure that the knuffers should be made out of leather, and therefore, you won't have any problem. They don't like the answer of the Magen Avraham, because it's very scary. It means, what are we doing? We have a linen beged with tzitzis of wool. And, okay, so someone has a linen beged, the tzitzis of wool, and I saw a El Chihid was wearing it. I won't happy he had knuffish shalmah. So it's very scary. You're going to go and make a bigger kilkul. So that's why the achayinim are methodic. Sivyut. Talish she'ein lo arba knuffes ptula. If a talis has three corners or less, it's potter. Yesh lo yoiser me'arba. What if it has more than four corners? It has five corners. Chayeves. So then there's a chiyuv of tzitzis on this beged. Vo'yiser lo arba tzitzis. And on this beged, he puts on the five corners four tzitzis. That means one of the corners he does not put tzitzis on. The chiv is to make al arba kanfes ksuscho, the tzitzis you put on the four corners. Amaluchokes zu mizu yaisa. That means you look at these corners, so the corners which are furthest away one from the other, you put the tzitzis on these four corners, and that's it. She'ein lo. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. A talis that does not have four corners. Vein betchilas asayosi. Say when the beged was made. So it was made lechatchila with three corners. Or bein shechotach achakach konef echad vasog. Or maybe he had a beged that was made with four corners, and now he rounded off one of the corners. So now I'll call upon him. This beged, when I want to put the tzitzis in, this beged only has three corners, so it's ptura, so it's potam in the tzitzis. Mevoya b'kro, there's a pasuk on this, t'chsiv al arba kanfais k'suscho. G'dilim tasa l'cho al arba kanfais k'suscho. You should put tzitzis on the four corners of your beged. B'darshinim b'sifri. Arba v'loy sholosh. That means if your beged has four corners, then you should put tzitzis on it. V'yoyser me arba. Now, how do we know if it has five corners that you is mechuyev to put on tzitzis? Mabinin me'asher techase. So that's a ribui, that even though it's more than four. So I have a miyut and a ribui. It says arba. So I say, arba is memayit, if there's four corners, it's chayit. If there's three corners, it's potter. Then you have a ribu, even though it's not arba, asher techas, it's five, you also chayit. So now, this is very interesting. I have a ribu in a miyut, so how do I know to say that the miyut is telling us that three is potter, and the ribu is telling us that five are chayit? there's five consensus. So maybe fakert, maybe the meat is telling us that five is potter, and the ribi is telling us that three are chai. We cannot say the opposite. That means if it says that Allah, on the four corners, so five corners has four corners also. So it's mistava, the ribui is when I have the four corners in the baget, I have a fifth corner. Shebechlau chomish arba, vebechlau shalish arba. Now, so now the Mechaber said that if you have five corners, it's chaybet. So lav davke five, who had in balo sheish v'sheven, six corners, seven corners, it's irrelevant. This beggar is chaybet. Chayeves. It is chayev betzitzit. V'yeish poitrim. And others disagree with this psak. They hold a beggar of five corners is potter min atzitzit. Lachain, ein lasis bo chomesh lachatchila. So my mail is like this. Meiker adin, we paskin if there's five corners, you chayev. But since there are poiskim that hold, if there are five corners, you're potter, so please don't make five corners, because then there are poiskim that hold you are potter. The kosav aprime godim, the ledas apoitrim, according to those who hold that five corners are potter. Oysam talisois ktanim shalonu, sheyesh beis atzavo. Now let us explain what the prime godim was concerned. The prime godim was concerned. If you have a talis kotim, we have two types of talisim ktanim. One talis kotim is there's a slit, and there's a slit that goes down, and the head goes through the slit. And the other type of talis kotim is a hole. It's cut out a hole, and the head goes through the hole. But let's talk about the talis kotim that there's a slit. So now, when there's a slit, so it comes out that by the top of the beged, by the slit, I have two corners here. There's two corners. So theoretically, I have in this beged six corners, four corners on all four sides. And two corners over here, two corners, six corners. So according to the poiskim that holds, six corners are potter. So l'chayre, it could be a problem. Zokte prime godem, das apoitrim, oisan talises ktanim shalonu, sheyesh beis atzavo, that there's a place where the neck goes through, and you have another two corners. Mikol makim, Roy sosum. That means when you look at the beged, so if you measure from the end of the slit till the end of the beged, most of it is sosum. It's this beged there. There's a miut that there's a slit there. That's not called a corner. In order to have a shame corner, it would have to be Roy pasua. If it would be open up Roy, then it would be a problem. And therefore he says, what happens if Roiv is Pasuach? You have such a case, let's say it tore open, and now you have that in front of the beged, Roiv of the beged, the slit goes down, Roiv of the length of the front of the beged. So he says, then you have a problem, Takim. So make by the collar of this beged, make it should be round, so you won't have this problem. Let's go a little further. Amaluchokais, yeah. So he should put it ba'arba, he should put it in the four corners. Vim osa chamesh, oiver mishum bar taisif. Now, the pasuk says, b'dilem tasuchol arba kamfes kususcho, so it means you should make four pairs of tzitzis, four tzitzis on the four corners. Now, vim osa chamesh, if he made in each corner he puts it in, either mishum baltoisif. So then, you're either a baltoisif. The Mid Torah said you have to have four tzitzis, and he makes five tzitzis. So he's either a baltoisif. Now, v'im chotach achas mehen ksheira. Now, if he cut off one of these five tzitzis, now he's back to four. So then it's kosher. Now I just like to mention one thing. We won't go into the complexities of the halacha. Perhaps later we'll be able to understand this better. But al kaponim, the halacha is as follows. The halacha is if a person put tzitzis in a baguette, and the tzitzis were puzzled, that means b'shas he put it into the bag of the tzitzis were puzzled. So there's a psul of tasa v'loy min ha'osi. That means when you put in the tzitzis have to be kosher. If when you put them in, they were puzzled, and now you did something else, and now they become kosher, so that will not help the situation, because when you put it in, it should be put in the kashrus. Now, let's talk about this case. We have a case over here, a person put in five tzitzis in the five corners. So let's go in slow motion. The first tzitzis he put in, gebaldik. The second tzitzis he put in, gebaldik. The third tzitzis, gebaldik. The fourth tzitzis, gebaldik. If he would have stopped there, it would be vamish gebaldik. He put in four tzitzis and I beggar, the five must. Now he put in the fifth pair of tzitzis. Now the fifth pair of tzitzis, he's over about Tosef on this. The chayr is not mekayim a mitzvah with the fifth tzitzis. So Memela, now there's a problem. He's not allowed to wear this tzitzis. He shouldn't. Now, if he would cut off the fifth tzitzis, it was also gebaldik. So this was the troublemaker. This was put in b'psul. So the Torah cuts it off. Now everything is good. But it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that he doesn't mention which tzitzis he cut off. If he cut off the first pair of tzitzis, it will still be good. Now l'chayr is a problem. Why should it be good? L'chayr, the fifth tzitzis, which now the fourth, was put in b'psul. So this kasha the Mishpat Zayzav asks, and okay, I'll kapon them. L'maisa, there's a teres of the Shulchan al-Rav, but now we won't speak about it now. But l'halochem, they bring down, l'haloch is true, afili cut off the first one, and he's using the fifth one, which is now the fourth. It's also good. We have to understand how this works, but we won't go into this now. Yeah. Ach she'yishogu ha'arbek nafesh ha'machokish b'tzitzis ha'kamar. You have to make sure that the four tzitzis should be from the four furthest corners. Now, what is this cheshbon that you have to see that the tzitzis should be on the four furthest corners? So first he says, the mesava sheishlas is boisim shem nikor b'yoisim in ashor. That means it's a svore. So the chayre could be, it's not meiker adin. Could be a rabbonon. The yesh oimrim dohu midiraisa. Others hold it's a psul midiraisa. The yesh lahachmer imefshe. So therefore, so if he did it, I mean, so if he put the four tzitzis and two of the corners, which one is close to the other, so others hold it's possible. The yesh lahachmer imefshe. Avol im kvar nase bakon mefakolet. The Efshel Lesake, Kegoin, Shiyegiya Zman Tfilet, That means he has a talus, five corners. It was put in two corners, one next to the other. And now it's the Gia's Mount Tefillah. So now he's going to start taking out the tzitzis and putting it in another corner. He perhaps so the Gia's Mount Tefillah. It's very interesting. It's Mount Tefillah, so he should have him. Doesn't speak about Tefillah, but Tzibo, Igiyas Man Tefillah, Yochel Ismach Ala Mekilam Ala Boris, so he can be same as that Meika Adin is not Ma'ake Betoni Al Chathul Adikadim. Sif Beis, Yesh La Arba, what is if the Beged has four corners? V'chotach Echad Ba'alachsim, and now he cut off one of the corners on the angle, but so shnayim. And now, by cutting it off on an angle, that means here's one corner. So he cuts it like this. He cuts it off on an angle. So now I have two corners. I have on both sides. I have a corner. As I nas is balas chomesh. So now it's five corners. V'chayevet echad balachsein. Who adinim chotach speich nafes balachsein. If he cut two corners off on an angle. Nasus Balas Sheish, Balas Chomesh. So now it's you have five corners. V'chein im hoyu lo tchila shalosh. What if you had three corners? V'chotach konaf achas lishnayim. And now one konaf you cut off on an angle. So now I have two corners. So now Nasus Balas Arba v'chayov is petzitzis. That means it has to be a cut that you can see that the stacked two corners. There should be the halacha being zam between the two corners. There should be three etzbois. So it means you're making it. Now I see there's a corner here and a corner there. That will give it a shame corner. Behind the prima godem. Shekos of the davki im chotach mitzas me'beged, at sheideiz anira ishe mokim kishnei kanaim. You cut it the on an angle, so now you see you have two corners. But avol im loy chotach klum, rak pegimo besakin koga bakeren, at shenech lak oise hamokim lishnayim, Reynasus Aideza Bas Alba Chirei Pasuach Ivotamon Besif Zayim. That means like this, that he has his Yotalis with four corners. He didn't cut anything. He took a knife and made a slit in one corner. Now he has a slit in one corner, so he has two corners over here because of this slit. So now he has a corner over, he didn't cut away anything, but he has two corners. So the Prima Godel said, this slit does not make it into two corners, unless the slit goes into Reiv of the Beged, and then we'll make it into two corners. But a slit alone will not make it into two corners. Siv Gimel. Kofal Kalnois Talisoi Ukshorom Oitforom V'doime ki'ilu kitzon v'ein lo knofes afal pikein loy niftaro. So that means like this. What did he do? He went in, that means he sewed together the corners, and by sewing it together, he made it round. But theoretically, the beggar still has four corners. But they're sewn together, and now it's round on all four sides. So did he accomplish anything by sewing it together? That means there's a svara to say, well, now it's sewn. It's, so now it doesn't have any corners. And the Mechaber is going to tell us, no. Since the corners are still here, they're just sewn together, and we'll see there's a svara, mistamer, he's doing it now. He wants to sew them together, but eventually he'll open up the tefillah. So we consider that we have the four corners. And the sewing is not mafkir, the shame, dalit, knafes, from the beggar. So that's a kofel kandis talisai. He bent over the corners, ukshogom, he tied them together, itfogom, he sewed them together. V'doime, it looks like, he trimmed it and he made it round. V'ein lo knofes, apopikem, le'nifterom, it doesn't become potter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. The le'nifter doesn't become potter. So he says, the ilo mi boy le'aknafayim, if theoretically doesn't want the corners, right, livsik v'lishadyek, so let him cut it around to make it round. Hello, v'avi g'seifi la'ater asatfire. His intent is he's going to open it up soon. Hilkach, and the proof of the pudding is because he didn't cut it off. Hilkach nechshav ki'ilu kvar hiter atviris. So that which will eventually be, eventually is going to open up the tviris, so we consider ki'ilu, it was opened up already, v'chayoves betzitzis, so it's chay betzitzis. So since I consider now halachically, ki'ilu the talus is open, yochel lahatu ata hatzitzis bakefel, af lamata mikesher agoidu, im she yispashe, yilamayla mikesher agoidu. That means like this. That means we will learn that the tzitzis have to be the minimum. The minimum that the neket has to be should be a kesher, a gedel, away from the konof. That means it cannot be mamish next to the konof. There has to be a kesher, a gedel, and there I can put the tzitzis in. But I can't put it closer to the konof. So he says, now that I sewed it open, I sewed it together, so even though the tzitzis, the way they are put in now, there's less than an agoidel from the neck until the end of the beged, but if I will open it up, I will see that there is an agoidel or more, so that's how I measure the agoidel, because theoretically that what was sewn is irrelevant, because it's going to be opened up. What? Agoidel from here, that's the minimum size. From the cashier to the top of the thumb, that's the minimum. That's it has to be at least so far from the corner. So one second. Mitamzi yichlat asis be kaful av lamat mekesh adoyu im she ispashi lamayla mekesh adoyu v'chol zek she kofles folim beigel. So that's when he made it round. So I say he really doesn't want it round because if he wanted it round, why didn't he cut it? Avulim kofal, the tofal biribua. But what happens if he bent it over and it's still square? Kivin shigam ato yesh konof, so mele could be, so he das halavush hamogen avrum, tereshoy lato sham tzitzis bekeifel, av apishu yoysa mishovish etzboiz misvas hakerem, kivin the tof roshori. So the Magen Avraham Levush says, if he made it square, so I say, so he still wants the talus, but he wants the talus should be this size. So Memele, then the Mokim HaKeifel, that's where the true knafis are. But Adam Chelkim as a Sviro, the Gambazalim Hani Atvira, Shaniu the Sivov, the Mari Shekpola, Kula, the Hindas Malbush. So we hear a machlokes. So the Mechaber speaking about that he sewed it together, he made it round, and that we assume that he has an intent to open it up again, because or else he would have cut it off and made it round. So then we consider like it's open, and you have a talus or a talus knafis. But what if he bent it over and he sewed it and it's still square? Then we have a machlokes. The Levush says, so I consider that is the beggar the way it is now, and others say no, that since Reiv of the beggar is not sewn over, so we consider also that the Ika beggar is the way it was before he started sewing it. I guess if someone does say a reason, someone says a reason that the Chazon Ish wanted to